You are engaging the Latino community.
The majority of Hispanics had a positive perception of Israel. They were very pro-Israel. On the other hand, however, the majority of them also had a very negative perception of the Jewish people. I would say there's an internal conflict, a type of anti-Semitism ingrained that we need to push back on.
I think this is so profound, so important. Discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Bernis, and I'm so glad you're with us today. Folks, I don't need to tell you that lately we have seen violent attacks on Christians and Jews, and anti-Semitism is continuing to rise, and it's at an all-time high since the Holocaust. Unfortunately, this is not just happening in one part of the population, but we see it across all people groups, including the Hispanic community. Our guest today is Jesse Rojo. He's the director of Filos Latino at the Filos Project. Once part of the Latin Kings gang, Jesse is now a leading advocate for Jewish-Christian relations. He's pioneering bilingual initiatives that are connecting Hispanic churches in the U.S. and Latin America with Israel. Jesse, it is so great to have you on the program. I want everybody to hear your background. Your childhood was pretty rough. Yeah. You were in a pretty heavy-duty gang.
Well, you know, just like any other young Latino growing up in a big city, you face a lot of challenges. The world looks humongous and even impossible to overcome. And you look for affirmation and identity amongst the closest people around you. For me, it was my friends, my peers. And in that journey, I found myself being in the Latin Kings and really living a promiscuous life, a life of violence in and out of jail. And,
Wow. You
know, I'd say God really was with me throughout that process with a lot of mercy, because there were many moments where, you know, it could have been my last day.
When I was growing up, Jesus, for me as a Jew, was the God of the other group.
Mm.
He was the God of Christianity, not our God. We had our God, the God of Israel, and Christians had Jesus. What was Jesus to you, and how did you encounter him as Savior?
Yeah. Well, Jesus to me was a Jewish rabbi. I never saw Jesus apart from his Jewish identity.
Before you were a believer or
Yes,
after?
Indeed, because
really?
I grew up in a Spanish-speaking church, and we often preach from the Old Testament. All of the Old Testament stories are very important for the Latino community.
So you knew he was Jewish?
Oh, yes.
Before you were a believer? And
I thought he
was a Christian. I thought he was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Christ who lived in the Vatican.
How else could he be the descendant of King David, right?
And you knew more than I did.
Yeah, well, look, I give credit to the preacher, be it right, because he exposed us a lot to the story of the Old Testament in order to understand the purpose of Jesus' coming and the meaning behind, you know, the parables that he spoke, all of these concepts in the Old Testament. Unless you are familiar with the Old Testament, it's impossible to even understand that.
So you grew up with a biblical base.
Yes, indeed.
But
I would say that.
But you
yeah.
weren't a believer yet.
No, I wasn't a believer because my problem was spiritual, right? My problem was rebellion against God. And, you know, I read about the God of the Old Testament, the God of Israel, but the God of Israel he still was not my God, right? The God of my heart, my decisions, my life. And, you know, I unfortunately made a lot of bad decisions that took me to that lifestyle, but indeed I can see God's sovereignty in the middle of all that and how
yes.
he used it to bring me to him.
Yes, to bring things together for good. So what was the moment of impact?
Yeah, you know, the moment of impact is that we were going through an internal conflict within the gang itself among the Latin Kings. There was another group that wanted to kind of take over and get into this gang fight with us, right, if you will. And it was in that moment where God started showing me, you know, the people that you consider your brother, the people that you thought you would give your life for, are not who they say they are. In that lifestyle, it's what you expect, you know. There's a lot of talk of loyalty, but in reality, when it comes to it, if they need to turn you in, if they need to stab your back in order to get ahead, they will. And when I saw that, I saw humanity at its worst, which helped me to basically direct me to see God and look for the God that my pastor used to preach from the pulpit, the God that my mom used to always talk to me about and share all these Bible verses, you know. In those moments, I couldn't help but look back to those days and think to myself, you know, if there is a solution, it's got to be there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And it's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's about relationships.
Yes, yes, indeed.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to learn how you fell in love with the Jewish people in Israel.
Let's
because
go.
I think that was highly impactful. We all need to understand the importance of what people like Jesse are doing. The New Testament clearly calls believers to love and support the Jewish people. That's why we want to equip you with resources to strengthen your faith and help you understand Israel's prophetic role, while at the same time giving you the opportunity to meet urgent needs of Jewish people around the world. Here's how you can get involved and help.
Today, as we talk about rising anti-Semitism and the powerful partnership between Jewish and Hispanic believers, we want to put some meaningful reminders of faith and solidarity into your hands. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you our Jerusalem Throw Blanket exclusive to Jewish Voice. This beautiful woven throw features a night scene of the holy city and the words of Psalm 122, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." A comforting reminder of God's promises and your stand with His people. Or when you become a Chai Shalom monthly partner for just $18 or more a month, you'll receive the Jerusalem throw blanket plus our Shema necklace, a silver-plated pendant featuring the Hebrew text of Deuteronomy 6. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." You'll also receive the 2026 Jewish Voice Wall Calendar, highlighting the life-changing work your partnership makes possible in Jewish communities around the world. Your support strengthens believers, confronts anti-Semitism with truth, and brings humanitarian help and the hope of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to Jewish people and their neighbors in need. So call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv to give today.
Your partnership is making a lasting impact, bringing hope and love of Yeshua to Jewish people in need because they're hearing the gospel and it transforms lives. Thank you. Jesse, you had an encounter with the Lord. It changed you, but something happened that caused you to begin to love Israel and the Jewish people. That's what I really want to know about. Yeah. So jump in on that.
Yeah. So there's two things in my life, I think, that contributed significantly to how I also always viewed the Jewish people. One, I grew up in Washington Heights, Upper Manhattan, which today is known as the Little Dominican Republic. But before it was known as the Little Dominican Republic, it was called Frankfurt on the Hudson, referring to all the Jewish refugees that came from Europe and migrated to Washington Heights. So the first people that started receiving the Dominicans in the late 60s was the Jewish folks, and they were the first, you know, first business owners. But you also met the religious community on Friday nights when they would walk with their families in Shabbat. You know, Yeshiva University, one of the most renowned Jewish yeshivas in the world, is right there in Washington Heights, which they were there precisely because of the earlier Jewish communities. In the early 1930s, they moved from the Lower East Side all the way to Washington Heights.
So it had an influence
exactly
on you. So that's the first thing.
Yeah. The second thing is that when I went to seminary, I was already serving in the ministry, but when they said, "We have an opportunity to visit a Jewish community in Skokie, Illinois, give them a message of hope," you know, I didn't even have to think twice. You didn't have to tell me twice.
It was God was doing something in your heart, clearly.
Honestly, it was instantly. I stopped whatever I did, and I said, "I'm going over there." And when I went, we took a ride on the bus. It felt like a complete failure, honestly, because very few doors open.
No, when they did, they
closed it right away, right?
Yeah.
So nonetheless, while I'm in the bus, I decide to get out again to go to 7-Eleven and get a cup of coffee. A Jewish lady approaches me, and she asks me to help her to grab an empty cup for the coffee. I said, "Of course." When I did that, the moment I grabbed that cup to hand it to her, her face changed immediately to sadness. And she was crying profusely, and I didn't know what to do. She just kept telling me, I don't know, like, I need help, and please pray for me. And I don't know why she asked me to pray for her. I don't know if she knew I was Christian or not. Yeah. I didn't have my Bible. I wasn't dressed in a certain way. And so all I knew what to do was pray with her. And when we prayed together, and we said amen together, she woke up. I mean, she opened her eyes, and it was pure joy in her face.
It's like a communal call of need from the Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, you began to see a gap with the Latino community standing up for Israel.
Yeah.
Talk about that. And obviously, you said, Hineni, here am I, and jumped into the gap. But I want you to talk about that
unfortunately,
revelation.
You know, although that was my upbringing, growing up in the Heights with the Jewish people, it's not the experience of maybe a good percentage of the Spanish-speaking world. There's been ingrained within our culture, tied to a little bit of the history with the Catholic Church, a sense of anti-Semitism or cultural prejudice. I'll give you an example. I won't mention the country to not shed any negative light about that country, but in a Latin American country, there's communities that teach kids that there's a little black bird, and it's called El Judío, the Jewish, or the Jew. And they teach the kids to throw rocks at that bird.
Yeah.
Right? I had a pastor in one of the trips that we did to Israel go through a Shabbat dinner that we hosted during that time with a local Jewish family in Jerusalem. She told me that changed her perspective of the Jewish people, which was tainted by an aunt that told her when she was a child, don't you dare grow up and be Jewish. And just that statement changed the perception how she viewed Jews. There's in our culture a type of anti-Semitism ingrained that we need to push back on.
Now, what about South America?
It's South America as well, But you hear the same in Colombia. You hear the same, of course, countries like Venezuela, Bolivia, that have been as well very much influenced by a particular political narrative about the West, about Israel, about America. So you see that. And I would say there's an internal conflict. Because strangely enough, in my journey of studying Jewish migration to Latin America, I find that many countries, in fact, were founded by Jews or people who identified as Sephardic Jews. I'm almost convinced that Dominican Republic was a country founded by Sephardic Jews.
Yeah.
The founding fathers, Juan Pablo Duarte in particular, had many relatives in Curaçao, which was a Jewish colony at that time.
Yes.
And many historians have spoken about that as well. So I think there's so much cultural heritage that we share amongst each other, really to inspire friendship, to inspire brotherhood, to bring us closer together rather than where we are today.
Amen.
You know,
we have to take another break, but when we come back, I want to talk specifically about your role with Latinos in helping them to understand the plan for Israel. And great news, we have just started an Instagram channel in Spanish, Español.
All right.
So look for that, the Jewish Voice channel on Instagram in Spanish.
Okay, listen, this is nuts. This is crazy. First of all, I'm Rabbi Jack Zimmerman from Jewish Voice Ministries International, and I got something special to tell you. You ready? Tengo una sorpresa para ti. In other words, what did I just say? Come on, you know. I said, I have a surprise for you. Look. We all know that Hebrew is the language of heaven. But you know what the second most important language in heaven is? Spanish, Español, la idioma de los cielos. And now you can have the opportunity to watch and go online and just get immersed in Jewish Voice Español so that you can read and find out about Jewish Voice in Spanish. I want to bless you on your way to doing that. So I'm going to speak the right language. Listen, this is for you. El Señor te bendiga y te guarde. El Señor haga resplandecer su rostro sobre ti y tenga de ti misericordia. El Señor alce sobre ti su rostro y lo ponga en ti paz. Aren't you excited? Now go to the site.
When you stand with Jewish Voice, you help turn compassion into action, providing medical care, clean water, and hope to Jewish communities in need while sharing the love of Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel and the world. Take a look at the difference your support makes.
Shalom, dear friends. The war is still going on and we are continuing to visiting families. Only today we were visiting 30 families with basic supplies, food baggage, and bringing our love.
Thank you very much for the groceries and for Masha, what the volunteers also brought, because with a child it's very difficult and dangerous to get out. This is a very, very important time and your help is important.
Hello. Thank you very much for the help provided to us by the Beit Hillel Center. This is very important for us, especially during such a period. In February, I had surgery, so I couldn't go to work for a long time. The family is large, and overall, the situation is very serious with bills and banks. Right now, this is a very big help for us, what you are doing.
Thank you very much for bringing food in such difficult times when many stores are closed and it's scary to go outside because you don't know when the siren will start.
Thank you so much, guys, for supporting the people of Israel. We know that there is a lot of work to do and a lot of families that need to be visited. So thank you so much. We invited you to support the people of Israel and continue to be a part of it. So thank you. Shalom from Israel.
When you partner with Jewish Voice, you change lives. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you our Jerusalem throw blanket, a warm and comforting reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and stand with God's people. Or when you become a Chai Shalom monthly partner, for just $18 or more a month, you'll receive the Jerusalem throw blanket along with the Shema necklace and the 2026 Jewish Voice wall calendar. Become a monthly partner and see month by month the difference your generosity makes. Your support changes lives and eternities. Please don't wait. Call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv today.
You are engaging the Latino community in helping them to overcome anti-Semitism and actually help them connect.
Yeah.
Their faith with Israel and a love for Israel and standing with Israel. I think this is so profound, so important. Talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because of the many reasons I said in the previous segment and a study that we did, we commissioned with Lifeway Christian Research in the United States, over 1,000 Hispanics. We walked away encouraged, but also worried. Encouraged because the majority of the Hispanics had a positive perception of Israel. They were very pro-Israel.
But that is very encouraging.
Yeah, it is very
encouraging. For the Jewish believer.
Around 45% of them, both Catholics and Protestant. On the other hand, however, the majority of them also had a very negative perception of the Jewish people.
That's not so good.
Yeah. So you know, it's very possible to be a Hispanic and have a love for Israel. This, you know, theological concept, this eschatological idea.
Yes.
And not necessarily translate that same love towards the Jewish people. Yeah. So we knew.
Kind of a prophetic means to an end.
Exactly.
Without loving the Jewish
people.
Yes,
exactly.
I'm
and
very
oftentimes,
aware.
Because of that, there's also a lot of, you know, negative theology and conspiracy theories that it's just been very, it creates a lot of ethical problems within the Latino community towards the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And it maybe not even so necessarily active anti-Semitism, but indifference, right? Which I find it to be worse sometimes when you see violence happening within your neighborhood. You would react if it happens to a Christian or an African-American or an immigrant, but when you see it happen to the Jewish people, you don't have that same concern. I find that problematic. And I think it's rooted in this deep-seated anti-Semitic ideas that has it penetrated our culture, but also penetrated our theology.
Where do you think it comes from? Do you think it's the residue of replacement theology?
Oh, indeed, for sure. It started with that.
Yeah, define replacement theology for people that aren't familiar.
Well, it's the general idea that because of the disobedience of the Jewish people and not recognizing Jesus as Messiah, therefore—
2,000 years ago.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago. Therefore, God replaced them as the people of God with the church, right? This universal concept that has no distinction whatsoever. Apparently, we're all just walking, talking heads and machines wearing the same uniform in a factory. But they take that to kind of, you know, they wouldn't say replacement theology. Sometimes they would use the term fulfillment theology. But however, it's rooted again with this idea that all of the promises, all of the blessings of Israel that was given to Israel originally somehow is transferred to the church, while all of the curses and all of the condemnation still stay with Israel conveniently.
So they deserve it.
Yeah,
right? When they're punished,
exactly.
They deserve it. You said something last night that was so profound over dinner about the faithfulness of God.
Oh,
and
yes.
our trust in God forgiving us and being committed to us, even when we sin, connecting to Israel.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah. Well, It's great. It's God's grace and how I've learned to study him in the scripture. I recently discovered an amazing discovery in the Hebrew text of Isaiah 54:7. It says, which is, for a brief moment I abandon you, but with great mercies I will gather you again. And what I discover is that the exact form of the word,
great Hebrew,
mercies,
by the way.
Thank you. I'm practicing.
And I studied Hebrew school for 8 years. That's, you speak better than I do.
Thank you. I've been practicing those guttural words.
Beautiful. You got it. You've got it.
This is the exact same form of the word mercies, berahamim, in mercies. It's only used in three verses in all of the Tanakh, in all of the Hebrew Bible, in all of the Old Testament. Okay. Isaiah 54:7, where Israel is described as a widow, abandoned, rejected by God. Hosea 2:9, where Israel is described as a prostitute who has broken God's covenant with God. And then Nehemiah 9:31, where Israel is described as a rebellious nation. The Levites are recounting hundreds of years of Israel's rebellion. And how does God respond in all those three occasions? Uberahamim gadolim, with great mercies. And so even you see God's great mercies, even in Israel's worst spiritual state. And Paul transfers.
So important.
Yes.
And it sounds to me, I'm reminded of Romans 11. They may be enemies of the gospel, but they're beloved for the sake of the fathers, and the gifts and calling of God for Israel are irrevocable.
100%.
It's God's faithfulness.
And Paul transferred that idea to us because God has been this faithful to Israel. In the mind of Paul, who was a Jewish apostle, a Jewish rabbi, so to speak, he transfers the same idea of this great mercies in Ephesians chapter 2 when he describes us as being dead in our trespasses and being by nature children of wrath. And then it says, but God, being rich in mercy. If it would have been written in Hebrew, it would have said, Berahamim gadolim, rich in mercies. And because of his great love, he's given us life with Christ. So that's why for me, the biggest joke, if I could put it that way, is an anti-Semite Christian or anti-Semitic Christian, because how can you embrace the gospel of grace on the one hand, but on the other hand see, somehow justify a gospel of works with the Jewish people when it's the total opposite? In all of the prophets and the Torah, God has been merciful. Of course, he punishes his people, because like a father punishes his children, right? Psalm 103, he punishes us like a father punishes his children, not to destroy us, but to help us grow, because he loves us. So he might be strong with us, but he will never, ever abandon us.
He's a loving father.
He's a loving father. And we see that primarily with the Jewish people.
I could sit with you all day. I feel such joy listening to you. I want people to be able to get a hold of you. So we're putting up your website now. But while we're doing that, would you look right into the camera and talk to your Latino brothers and sisters? Because many are watching.
Yeah.
Just give them a quick encouragement.
Yeah. I would say, if you are a lover of democracy of the West, you understand the importance of what we represent as a culture and as a people, I encourage you to really study and get to know your Jewish neighbors. You might realize that they share more in common than you realize. Same experiences, same values, same stories, same language, in fact. And it's been one of the greatest journeys of my life, greatest experiences of my life, to grow and get to know my Jewish brothers and sisters. So I encourage you to do so. If you haven't yet, you won't regret it.
Jesse, please come back again. We need to talk more. I'm so grateful to God for you. And I want to ask you to pray for Jesse. He is fighting an uphill battle, but he is a man of God, and God is raising up an army of Latino believers to reach your people with not only eternal life, but the message of standing with Israel and helping to provoke them to jealousy. That's what Romans 11 talks about. And every time you give to Jewish Voice, you will get a double blessing. You'll receive resources to encourage your faith. And you'll know also that by joining with us, this is the real blessing. You bring healing, hope, and the message of Yeshua, Jesus, to Jewish people and their neighbors worldwide. I will bless those who bless Israel. May you be blessed. So jump in and get involved. Here's how.
When you partner with Jewish Voice, you help bring healing and hope to Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. Your generosity provides medical care in remote communities, brings joy to Holocaust survivors, and opens doors for Jewish people to encounter the love of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, through teaching and compassionate care. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you our Jerusalem throw blanket, featuring a night view of the Holy City and the words, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem," a powerful reminder of your role in God's unfolding plan. Or when you become a Chai Shalom monthly partner, for just $18 or more a month, you'll receive the Jerusalem throw blanket, plus the Shema necklace, and the 2026 Jewish Voice wall calendar. Your gift brings healing, hope, and the good news of Yeshua to Jewish people and their neighbors worldwide. Don't wait. Call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv to give today.
You are making a difference, and the greatest blessing you can give a Jewish person or anyone for that matter is the gift of eternal life. If you want more information about our ministry, you want to connect with us, get more information, maybe join us on a mission trip, just go to our website, jewishvoice.tv. And for our Latino viewers, check out Jewish Voice on Espanol, in Espanol on Facebook and Instagram. And as we wrap up, we want to take a moment, as we always do, to pray for you. And Jesse, I want you to jump in and to pray for your brothers to get involved, to stand in the gap. You saw the gap, you jumped in, and God is looking for other people like you, Jesse, to stand in the gap, lead the way.
Amen. Well, Lord, we ask you, Father, to lift up that 7,000 prophets, Lord, who do not bow their knee to Baal,
Lord. Oh, God, yes.
May you lift the voice of the church, Father, to once again bear witness of Christ among the nations.
Yes, Lord.
And to defend Israel's continual relevance in your history, Lord, redemptive history that you're working about throughout creation, through our lives, through our ministries, Father. We pray for the Latino community.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for the Jewish community as we are a covenant people destined to walk together, Lord. And we are a civilization that needs to team together, Lord, to defend our values, defend our families, defend our strongest ally across the world, Israel, Lord. We thank you because we know that we serve a great God, that the God of Israel does not sleep nor slumber. He protects Israel. He protects his church. He protects the body of believers all throughout the world, Lord. And we pray for the persecuted church as well. And may you be with them as they go through persecution, Lord, as never faced before, Lord. May you gather both Jews and Gentiles, Father, to honor you and bring glory to you, Father, and to stand in the gap. For your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord and experienced the gift of eternal life and a relationship with Him, today is the day of your salvation. I want to remind you, which I do on every program, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So if you want to prosper, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the Jewish people and the Arabs alike. From Jesse and I, shalom, peace, and God bless you.